This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The nation celebrated the 77th Republic Day, showcasing country's cultural diversity, economic progress, and military strength in a magnificent parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. The President arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, President of the European Council Antonio Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. President Draupadi Murmu unfurled the tricolour, which was followed by the rendering of the national anthem with a 21-gun salute by 105mm light field guns. Meanwhile, the Indian diaspora across the world celebrated India's 77th Republic Day with enthusiasm at the Indian missions abroad, where the national tricolour was unfurled and patriotic fervour was on full display. President Draupadi Murmu hosted at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day yesterday. President of the European Council Antonio Costa, President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, PM Modi and other dignitaries attended the reception. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described her presence as the chief guest in yesterday's Republic Day celebrations as an honour of a lifetime. She said, "A successful India makes the world more stable, prosperous and secure. That benefits all of us." US President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Britain's King Charles III and the French President have extended warm greetings to India on its Republic Day. Mr. Trump called New Delhi and Washington the world's oldest and largest democracies and praised India's growing global engagement. Chinese President Xi Jinping sent a congratulatory message to President Draupadi Murmu, noting that over the past year, China-India relations have continued to improve and develop in a manner that aligns with the fundamental interests of both countries and their people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked French President Emmanuel Macron and his Bhutanese counterpart Shering Tobgay for extending their wishes on the 77th Republic Day of India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to welcoming President Macron to India soon and further deepening and diversifying the India-France strategic partnership. Thanking his Bhutanese counterpart and the people of Bhutan, the PM said that he hopes the special bonds of friendship and the unique ties between India and Bhutan will continue to grow from strength to strength. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth edition of India Energy Week 2026 conclave virtually, which is scheduled to be held in South Goa from today till Friday. The Prime Minister will virtually address the delegates after the inauguration. The IEW will focus on strengthening energy security, mobilizing investment and advancing practical, scalable pathways for decarbonization that can be adapted across economies at different stages of growth. The event will have delegations from the Americas, Europe, the Middle East, Africa and Asia-Pacific. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the passing of former Deputy Director of the Central Institute of Classical Tamil and Tamil scholar Dr. Gyanasundaram. In a social media post, the Vice President described Dr. Gyanasundaram as a scholar who inspired thousands of students with a passion for Tamil. PM Modi said Dr. Gyanasundaram's contribution to Tamil culture and literature will always be remembered. Mr. Modi added that through his writings and lifelong dedication, he enriched the cultural consciousness of society. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 15 runs at BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. Cambodia will host the 2031 Asian Youth Games as per a release from the National Olympic Committee of Cambodia. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions in parts of Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Punjab today. Heavy rainfall and snowfall is very likely at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and Uttarakhand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.